Pigeon Post by Philippa Weary. Some people think pigeons are pests. They're noisy and they leave a mess all over the footpath. But there's also something special about pigeons. They are able to find their way back home from almost anywhere. Homing pigeons are pigeons that have been specially bred and trained to cover great distances. They can find their way back to their home, called a loft, from hundreds of kilometres away. Pigeons have been used to deliver messages for thousands of years, from the time of the ancient Egyptians right up to the present day. In fact, it's because of pigeons and a terrible shipwreck that the first airmail postal service in the world started right here in New Zealand. On the 24th of October, 1894, the luxury steamship SS Wairarapa set off from Sydney for the five-day trip to Auckland with 250 passengers and crew on board. But the Wairarapa didn't arrive in Auckland on the 29th, and it wasn't till the 1st of November that people learned the dreadful truth. The Wairarapa had ploughed into cliffs on the northern coast of Great Barrier Island. Great Barrier Island is only 100 kilometres north of Auckland, but at that time, the only mail delivery was by the local steamer. Nobody in Auckland knew about the shipwreck until the steamer Argyle arrived back in Auckland on the 1st of November. It had taken 3 days for the news of the shipwreck to travel 100 kilometres.
A man called Walter Fricker, who kept pigeons in Auckland, thought that pigeons would be a faster way for news to travel. On the 29th of January, 1896, his bird Ariel carried the first pigeon message from Great Barrier Island to Auckland. It took just under 1.5 hours. The first regular pigeon mail service started in 1897. Messages were written or typed on very light pieces of tissue paper called flimsies. Each bird could carry several messages at once, fastened around one leg with a postmark stamp. The fastest birds, like Te Uira, lightning, could cover the distance in less than an hour. Pigeons had often carried messages before, but this was the first time that a postal service had used them to deliver mail using airmail stamps. These stamps were unofficial, but they were the first airmail stamps in the world, and they are very valuable. The pigeons were kept in a loft in Newton Road, Auckland. When one of the pigeons arrived home, it entered the loft through a one-way trapdoor, setting off a bell in the office below. Someone then climbed up to remove the message from the pigeon's leg and released the bird into the main part of the loft for its reward of food and drink. The pigeon mail service finished in 1908 when a telegraph link was opened between Great Barrier Island and the mainland.
War heroes. In the two world wars, pigeons were found right in the front lines of battle. Pigeons could often get through when all other means of communication had failed. Many of these pigeons had to battle with poisonous gas, gunfire, storms, hawks in the air, and rats in the trenches. They carried cameras, films, and maps, as well as thousands of messages, many of which saved lives. One of the most famous of these was Cher Ami, which won the French Croix de Guerre after saving the lives of 194 men who had become lost during the terrible Battle of Verdun in the First World War. The men attached a message to the bird's leg with details of where they could be found, and he flew back to headquarters with it, although he was badly wounded. All 194 men were rescued, but Shir Ami died in 1919 of his wounds. In Lille, France, there is a special war memorial honouring Shir Ami and the more than 20,000 pigeons killed in wartime.